Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with local Girl Scout troop leader Jennifer Sedlock on available Girl Scout cookies for sale.
Everybody's favorite time of year, Girl Scout cookies are on sale. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Girl Scout cookies will be on sale from February 1st through March 17th. We have 10 local troops selling, so you will see them all around town at different businesses, girls going door to door. If you can't find cookies or you don't run into a girl selling cookies, you can go on to our Cookie Finder app and put in your location, and it'll tell you where there'll be a local Girl Scout troop selling cookies. We have 9 different cookies. This year we have a brand new gluten-free cookie. It is called a caramel chocolate chip with a hint of sea salt. It's gluten-free, soy-free, and wheat-free, and nut-free. So it's out there for all those people with the allergies. It is a very yummy, chewy cookie. And the girls are very excited about selling it across the country. It's done very well so far. So I'm hoping everybody wants to try this new cookie. And the girls are very excited about selling cookies this year. They're really working hard towards their goals of going to camp and doing community service projects. They learn about decision-making, goal-making, business ethics. And we really strive hard on helping them set goals and achieve what they're wanting, not only as an individual, but also as a troop, as a team, to get those things that they need to raise the money for all their badges, their community service projects, anything that they're wanting to do as a troop.
And this is all going towards, basically this is fundraising for the rest of the year's activities, a part of it for whatever the Girl Scouts wants to do. It's not just going to some mystery location far away. It's basically going to stay right here, correct?
Yes, all money for Girl Scout cookies stays within Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa, so a very small percentage of it goes to the cost of obviously making the cookies, and then the girls get a percentage along with their troops, and then council gets a percentage as well, which helps us run our camps and pay to keep our council running, like all those things, but the majority of the money goes back to the girls for the activities and things that they're doing.
Well, talk about some of the camps, talk about some of the community service projects that the Girl Scouts have coming up.
So Girl Scout Camp SAC, Ajuia, is in Boone, and then we also have Girl Scout Camp Tanglefoot, which is up by Clear Lake. If girls are interested in going to camp, they actually do not have to be in Girl Scouts. They can go online and register at girlscoutsiowa.org and look up camps, and all of those are available on the website right now, so they can go in and look at different ages. They'll just have an additional fee, like registering as a Girl Scout to go to camp. They have horse camps and all sorts of sports camps, basically anything you could think that the girls might want to do, whether they're into more outdoor stuff or more crafting. They have a wide range of things for them to choose from, and from all ages. They can start going to camp from kindergarten clear up through graduation. The girls really enjoy camp. I know that I have at least half of my troop already ready and scheduled to go to camp already because the girls are so excited. They even have a Harry Potter themed camp, and I know that's what my girls are excited about this year, is going to Harry Potter camp.
What are the most popular cookies that you sell every year? My favorite is Tagalongs, but I got a feeling maybe the Thin Mints. I don't know. What sells the best?
So actually, Girl Scouts is the number one girl-led business in the world, Girl Scout cookies. And the most famous cookie is the Thin Mint. I actually sell more Thin Mints during Girl Scout cookie season than Oreo sells all year, and they're the number one cookie in the nation.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. What other cookies are there available?
So besides the Thin Mints, we have Caramel Delights, peanut butter patties, shortbread, and then peanut butter sandwich. Oh, s'mores. S'mores just came out 2 years ago, so that's our other big seller. There is a difference between the two. We have 2 bakers across the country. Our baker is actually called ABC Baker, and they are out of Sioux City, so they are a local Iowa company that we support. So you will see that some of the girls have tagalongs, and some of them have peanut butter patties. Basically the same cookie. There's only a very small amount of difference between the two bakers. Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa actually is from about Omaha until just before Iowa City. Iowa City has the other baker, so they'll have a couple of different cookies. Like our s'more cookie is different than theirs. And we have a thanks a lot, and they don't. Our lemon cookies are different than theirs. I forgot the lemonades. We have lemonades, which is like a shortbread with a lemon icing on the bottom. So there is a few differences. I know customers kind of are like to know that because some of them used to sell when they were younger, and they're like, well, where's the Samoas? Well, the Samoas are the same thing as the Caramel Delight, just a little bit of difference in the ingredients based on the baker.
All right, good to know. I had no idea. I always just ate all the boxes of tagalongs I could get my hands on. All right, one final time, how could people find out more information about where to buy Girl Scout cookies if they don't run into one on the street?
If you don't run into a Girl Scout on the street, go to the Cookie Finder app. And you can find where any of your local Girl Scout cookie sellers are going to be for Indianola area. They definitely are usually at Fairway, Walmart, Tyson's, and our local Hy-Vee. Those are the big four that they hit. There are some smaller businesses that they tend to hit too, but if you're definitely looking for some, every weekend you'll definitely find some girls at one of those businesses.
Thanks to Jennifer Sedlock for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.